whatever you put in your body, these are like the building blocks for whatever like needs to be replaced, and we are renewing constantly. So what do you want to be made out of?
Welcome to Wealth Embodied. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our innate abundance and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to embody the vibration of wealth while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our relationship with money so we can live our lives wealthy and aligned. Let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Ecstatic Woman Podcast, where we activate and inspire women in their power, in their authenticity, and in their bliss. I'm your host, Alara Sage. And today we're going to talk about this wonderful mechanism of the mind-body connection, how important this is, and how exercise, understanding that by activating, really bringing ourselves into higher forms of physical activity, we can actually serve our mind as well. And this helps us to break through barriers in life and really create anything we desire. And our wonderful guest here today, Angela Beyer, she has done this. She has a just tremendous story. And she's a renowned trainer, online coach, and professional health coach. She has an extraordinary journey that led her to become a personal trainer and health coach, specializing in helping women build muscle and achieve a healthy lifestyle. Angela, my love, thank you so much for being here again, because our first recording didn't happen well.
Well, thank you for having me again. I'm so happy to be here.
So this is take two to the audience. This one's going to be better than the first one. We've already set that intention.
That's right.
Angela, my love, let's hear your story about how you became a personal trainer, because I love it.
Well, it was not the first choice of profession, and it was, though, the path where I needed to take to end up as a personal trainer. I have a finance degree, and I was a banker for many years, and what happened was in that time, it's so interesting, if you are disconnected, and if you don't live authentic life, you struggle, and everything is more difficult, and everything is, how can I say, heavier. And this is so funny when I talk about heavier in strength training, but certain things, yeah, are heavier, even though there are no weights. It was more my mind, which struggled. And what happened was depended so much on outside opinions, on my social environment, how they saw me, how they perceived my messages, what I wanted to achieve. It was in friendships, relationships. I was way too much occupied by social standards and not even thinking about living healthy or authentically. And that caused me, first of all, a lot of weight gain because of the stress. And again, there is this disconnect. It's an interesting thing where you don't find that balance and that inner peace and that grounding. And then you look for outside sources to get that feeling. And that's what I did with food. And of course, then I gained the weight and then I struggled to lose the weight. And I was very harsh to myself. And interestingly, in that time, that was all in my 20s, I was very mean to myself. I had mean conversations. I beat myself up. And I had a lot of food conversations, which is interesting too. Either I told myself I was not worthy, I was a failure, or I'm just not strong enough to stay on a diet, or why can I not figure it out? So I had a lot of negative self-talk. And then on the other hand, I was always thinking like, well, what can I eat next? And I cannot do this. And I shouldn't have carbs. And I shouldn't do that. And all day. And I didn't even realize how much life quality and freedom and just happiness I lost in that process. I was always hunting the next diet, always hunting the next new thing to look a certain way and that people like me. So I was very ambitious and I fought through this, and it was always a fight. That's how I felt. Like, I'm not deserving. I'm not able to maintain this. And until I hit rock bottom and I ended up in the hospital with major health issues. You can abuse your body only so long. And that's, again, emotionally so draining. Like I said, I was a mess. If it came to my health and my emotional, like physical and emotional health, I was depressed, very anxious, and I was weak. Like, my body was not working well at all. So I decided I put a hard stop on this craziness. And first, I got a nutrition degree in Germany to learn everything about food and how this chemistry lab body works. And this is the science part of it. And again, you learn so much about this because science is interesting, but there is always, I call it this little sprinkle of magic, which combines body, mind, and spirit. And you cannot just make a science project out of your body and think you go by numbers. And like I said, I'm a banker. I love numbers. And trust me, I still work with numbers and I love my macros. And but there is this, how is it, this little secret sauce, so to speak, where you have to find this balance, where you have to find the strength on both ends. And I haven't found that at that moment. I haven't found that yet. So I'm into science. I'm straightening out my diet, but again, hitting the same problems again and again and again. And I said, okay, again, hit this wall where I said, I need to stop. So I quit my job, broke up with my boyfriend, and I moved to the States to learn English. I did like a hard stop on everything. I'm like, this needs to end. Yes. And I'm like, okay, I need to really learn, or I have to actually learn who I am. And then I can move on. I need to understand where my happy place is and where I want to be. And funny enough, when I went to the States, I went to English school. I always wanted to learn English. So I fell in love with the country. I'm like, that's the place I want to be. And this is how it all works, you know. You end up, it's all guided. It really is. And this is the lovely thing about life. If you find your authentic self and if you're in the flow, you end up where you need to be and you get to a healthy path. You will heal. And this is what happened to me. When I was in this, like at the beginning, I got an internship at a bank doing the same mistake again. Comfort zone. I stayed in my comfort zone. I knew my job, and that's what I did after learning English, like for 3 months. I ended up in a bank doing my internship, and I'm like, okay, how can I stay? Like, I wanted a work visa. I wanted to do it all the official way. And my immigration lawyer at the time said, only if I have special skills, I can get a work visa. There's so many bankers in the States. There's no way you can stay. And I'm like, well, there's always a way. So I said again, like, what else can I do? I don't have special skills in banking, but I can lift things up and put them down really well. Because at that time, I was into working out because that was one of my outlets where I felt at peace and I was able to relax and enjoy. Like, that was my happy place. And my immigration lawyer at the time said, yeah, okay, if you can win a world champion title for the United States, you can get a green card. I was like, she must be joking. Like, a world champion title for the, okay, that's a stretch. But the only thing I can do is try, right? And that's what I did. So this was such a learning curve for myself. And this is why I love my job right now, because I can really translate and explain that to others. What are they like capable of and what the potential is and all the things they can do and heal if they let it happen. And what happened to me was in that time, I straightened out my diet, I did my workouts, and boy, everything was in a flow. And I had a transformation, not only in my body, it was this happiness, and actually I would call it food freedom. It's so funny, I did a strict bodybuilding diet at the time, but I enjoyed such a peace around food because it was tailored to what I wanted to do. And it made all sense. And I wasn't worried about food anymore because I knew where I wanted to end up. And because of this, yeah, I call it happy journey. I was just going. I was able to win Miss Florida, got qualified for Team USA. And when I think about it, oh my gosh, I competed at the Miss USA and won Miss USA. And then I was able to represent the United States at the Miss Universe show. And yeah, actually, to be honest, I only wanted to end up in the finals that I can say I made it to the finals. But again, I had this flow. Everything was falling into place. And I presented that day the total package and I was able to win Miss Universe for the United States, and that's how I got my green card. And I knew this was the right thing. This was exactly where I meant to be. And that was also the day where I decided, okay, enough of banking. It's time to do what you're meant to do. And I started personal training. I love helping people. I love health, everything around health. And I like to teach and guide and coach others to get there where they want to be.
Yeah, so beautiful. And I want to point out some things that you said that really struck. The first thing that really struck is, I mean, for one, the weights, right? That there's this heaviness that we have when we're not living authentically. And yet, you know, there truly are no weights. That heaviness is that inauthentic living. Oftentimes people say, oh, it takes so much work to live authentic, to transform. But I always say, actually, it takes more work to stay where you are.
Yeah.
It's very heavy lifting to live inauthentically. It's just that you're used to that lifting.
Correct.
But it's really uncomfortable. And I also love how you said that it felt like a fight. Like, that is really a substantial statement. I think that a lot of people can connect to, because life is not meant to feel like a fight. And yet I believe every single one of us has been in a space where it has felt exactly like that. Mm-hmm. And when we recognize, okay, there's a difference between a challenge and a fight, right? And that fight being, again, when we're living inauthentically, when we're not grounded into our power, when we're just really not being honest with ourselves, versus the flow and the challenge, which are actually really beautiful kind of dynamics that happen. And then I love the last thing you said, where you said that when you were having the eating things and you just didn't feel like you were strong enough to have the willpower to shift it. And yet you're such a strong individual, right? So again, these times where we can think that we're not strong enough, and yet we are so incredibly strong, when that needle lines up, right? So as soon as you said, okay, screw this, I'm quitting my job, I'm dropping my boyfriend, that's when the needle lined up for you and that, you know, flow started in. And then it's like, wow, the strength that you really connected to the point that, okay, I'll get into the finals, that'll be enough. And you won. And you found this passion again for life and this new way of living, and, you know, got to live where you were desiring to live. All of these beautiful aspects to your story that I wanted to really point out.
Well, thank you. And it's so true, though. When you are aligned with the things you love to do, always works out. And is it easy? It's a funny thing. Like, I think, like you said, no, it's not easy. It is hard, but I pick my heart and I enjoy doing the hard thing. There is the difference. I enjoy doing it. And if you don't, and if it's always a struggle, you won't get far. And you know exactly what it is, because we can always pick. We always have a choice. And you just have to listen what your heart is, what you like to do. It's always yes. uncomfortable. At any some point, it is uncomfortable, but it's not that you cannot handle it.
Yes, absolutely. I would love to talk with you about, you know, I believe very strongly that when we work out physically, to whatever degree, but in some context of challenging ourselves there is a confidence. I mean, for one, you feel much better in your body. You're actually physically stronger, right?
Right.
I started working out when I was 15, and I just really loved the sensation of being able to pick up like heavy things. I also worked with horses, so there was a lot of carrying of feed bags and wheelbarrows. I mean, I was really strong and still am.
Funny.
And it was one of
too.
Those, yeah, horse women for the win. We're strong.
For sure. Love horses. Yep. I grew up with horses. That's funny. Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. And, you know, but just that feeling of like, there's a 50-pound bag of feed. I can pick that up, throw that over my shoulder and walk, you know, that inner strength and confidence that also translates to how you move in the world, right? Because it's not just the physical appearance. Obviously, you look better, right, as well. You're more in shape and that's sexy, which I think also helps. But just that feeling of strength. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah. It's so interesting when I have women who start out strength training. And we start out with most of the time very lightweight. So we have to create the neural pathways and to get to know what muscle connects and how it works, what we are training, and so on. And then for some reason, women get stuck at the 5-pound dumbbell weight. And they're scared of lifting more weight and they don't want to use more weight. And then we get into the conversation of, oh my gosh, I can get bulky or can I get injured? And there is so much going on in their mind what stops them or blocks them from being better. Interestingly, when I talk to those women, just an example, I had this the other day. I had this conversation with a client. She has a little kid and I'm like, so we are lifting 5-pound dumbbells now for long enough. We need to pick up more weight. And she said, oh, that's too much. Can't do it. I said, okay, how much does your kid weigh? Well, 35 pounds. I said, well, do you lift your kid up? Of course I do. You're lifting up a 35-pound child, but you don't want to lift heavy weights. Doesn't even like more than 5 pounds. So here is the blockage. When she heard that, the fear went away. And this is such a big thing that women are scared of lifting heavy. They do it all the time. And I think the more you train it and the better you get, the less fear you have. And that strengthens your mind as well. You know you can do this and you want to care for your child or for somebody else, or you want to be independent. And it goes hand in hand. But there are so many blockages in our head where we don't want to lift that heavy. It's interesting. So there is definitely this connection. And when you get over the hump and you see you can, they go better, get better and better and better. Like you can watch that then.
I really love that because it's such an obvious example. And yet it shows how just that belief structure, 5 pounds, and if I go above that, that means fill in the blank with everything they've got in their subconscious mind of what that means. And yet here they are, lifting groceries, lifting kids. Like, I mean, there's a lot of things in life that weigh a lot more than five pounds.
Yes. Huh?
And I
there
love
is,
how...
Yeah. Go ahead.
I love how as they push through that, and not even push, but work themselves through it, I prefer to kind of see it that way, mm-hmm. then they start to see, wow, there's so much more that they can really do.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's wonderful to watch how women, actually, especially women, thrive when they strength train. So many things in their body are happening and there is a balance and there is a masculine and a feminine side in all of us. And we need to actually strengthen both of them. And this balance and to watch it is beautiful.
Yes, it's just so beautiful. And, you know, again, for me, understanding the movement of energy, right? And that as we move, we support the body to move. I mean, the lymphatic system needs movement. Like, the lymphatic system doesn't work unless you are moving. And much of our body really benefits from that movement. And then, of course, as we're strengthening, we're even, I feel like there's so much that is perhaps lost on the idea of if you're strengthening your body, you're really preventing a lot of injury, particularly as we get older, you know, because maybe your balance goes off a little bit or your eyesight's going. And if you don't have that core strength, you don't have that strength and you slip up a little bit or trip up a little bit, you could actually just full on fall. Whereas when you're strong and, you know, your core is strong and you've been lifting weights and exercising in a way that you continue to reestablish that proprioception, right? The proprioception of where is your body in relation to the ground, to your feet, you know, how your body stays in balance. Those are all massive things to prevent you from truly falling, or maybe you fall, but you catch yourself or whatever it is. But I think people think, okay, working out injury. Well, what about working out preventing injury?
Absolutely. And this is such a important thing, what we need to understand. Again, society, it's how we are programmed, but we are so focused on how much body fat we have, what is the number on the scale, and we never think about healthy muscle tissue and what the benefits are of that. And an external force to keep that muscle healthy. And we have to understand that it's not just getting up in the morning and sitting on a couch will do. So we need that external, like, weight to get this balance in our body. And interestingly, the muscle communicates with almost every system in our body. There's so many different systems. They have to work together to be healthy. For example, lymphatic system is one system. But you have also the endocrine system, all your hormones. I mean, women struggle so much with their hormones, but because there is no outside or no muscle tissue what actually can say, hey, we need more of this or less of this, because there is no impulse, no communication. And that is huge. Same thing with your bones. Like, when you strength train, well, you have to carry that muscle, you get stronger bones. This is all a communication. Digestive system, another system. When you use your muscle, you create a flux. You know where your carbs are going. And isn't that a peace of mind as well, when you know, okay, my metabolism is working. I am stronger. I'm doing, here we go again. There is this connection where you say, okay, I have this confidence that my systems are running well and I can handle life. It goes together, and this is so important. And so many people are not aware of it, and they think how they live right now is normal. Here we go again. It's not normal. When you start doing the right things and actually train your body and be stronger, you see how everything else falls into place, and you are mentally way stronger because you have the time being more aware of it, and your body is not constantly trying to balance something out or fighting something because it's not working properly. So when it works properly, this vehicle of a body, your mind works properly. Like, it goes hand in hand. You can't ignore it.
Yeah, they're absolutely just not separate. And I love what you're speaking to with all the systems, because also, you know, it is our metabolism, it is our blood sugar, right? It is these other things that also affect our cravings, what we're desiring to eat. You know, I've always noticed that with working out, that when I work out, I just naturally crave healthier foods easier. And I just don't desire the unhealthy foods as much. I mean, I've really gotten out of all of the unhealthy food anyways, but when I was still in it, if I was working out regularly, it was like, no, I just really don't feel drawn to that. You know, I don't want it. And I feel drawn to healthier foods and foods that, you know, make my body feel well. Also, the other thing that's coming through right now is, you know, you really, anytime you're working your body and exercising, you are connecting and strengthening that mind-body connection, right? Because you have to really focus on what you're doing. You said the neural pathways, right? And so the communication of the body-mind becomes clearer, which is also huge because a lot of times people are eating when they're not actually hungry. They're desiring certain foods that their body doesn't actually want. So when that communication increases and clarifies, okay, now they're really feeling, wait, okay, now is a normal time I would eat, right? My father like lives by the clock, right? Which is just ridiculous, but like, okay, it's lunchtime. Like, so what? But like, am I actually hungry? You know? And if I am hungry, what is my body really desiring to eat?
Well, you have a really good point there because there is so much food out there, which is highly processed and made to make us addictive or numb us up or like change the whole chemistry in us, what makes us a different person. And the cleaner you eat, the more authentic you're going to be because you're able to understand your body and the communication, what goes on. And a lot of people are so detached and it's not even their fault. It's because they're being exposed to this highly processed, I don't even know, I don't even call it food. I don't know what it is, but that's what's happening. And the interesting thing, or I think it's with everybody, if you don't see results, you're not intrigued to change. Now, as soon as you start working out, and like you said, you have that, okay, now I worked out, I don't want to mess up my diet now. Like there is this incentive. And when this starts and you see results, then all of a sudden you get more and more into it and you can stick to it. And then the body is able to heal. And then your mind is actually getting the right signals and saying, okay, this is, I don't crave that anymore. Because there is a happiness and a grounding. And when we are addicted to those highly processed foods, it's like this constant, so like looking for that feeling again. And it's actually very, very harmful. And I see so many people suffer from true sugar addictions where I say, wow, this needs to stop. Yeah, there's a lot of thing going on.
Yeah, I used to have such a sweet tooth. And just through the process of my own personal transformation, don't anymore. And even when I crave sweets, I want just a tiny little bit. Like I don't need very much. I just have a tiny little bit.
Yeah.
And that's it. And I honestly can't have any more because I just don't like that. The amount of sugar doesn't resonate with me anymore. But, you know, that used to be my biggest downfall was that sweet tooth.
Yeah. I mean, it's so easy to get into this because we're exposed everywhere and it's convenient and fast and available everywhere. So it's not hard to get into this vicious cycle. The other thing too, what I think people need to understand is like, it doesn't matter how many times you move. It doesn't matter how many times you travel. You always take this body with you. So this is where you live for the rest of your life. And this is your temple. And always think about it, whatever you put in your body, these are like the building blocks for whatever like needs to be replaced. And we're renewing constantly. So what do you want to be made out of? And that tells so much about your mindset as well. I mean, if you eat, let's say, junk, you can't be a fully functioning person because it's only junk the body has available to build things out of. So it's so important to acknowledge that this is your temple and you've got to take care of it, you know, and this is the most important thing. So it's honoring yourself and it's a self-love to have healthy and clean foods and give your body what it needs, the right nutrients, the right building blocks to create a resilient, strong body so you can live through this in a happy and free way.
Yeah, I really love that you say that. And I think it's important to see it, you know, again, if we can see it from, well, if I am exercising and, you know, eating well, I'm actually creating more ease for myself. Because like you were saying, that your body's going to feel better. Your vibration is going to be higher. You're going to, you know, the mind-body connection is going to be clearer. You're going to be able to be more self-aware, make decisions that are more aligned. You're going to have more energy, carry through with your dreams and your goals. Like the amount of people that say they're exhausted, you know, it's just not necessary. We don't need to feel exhausted. I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you have young kids. You know, yes, we can have moments of fatigue in life, but if we're just constantly exhausted, there's something that isn't right there. And I truly believe that, you know, we're living longer, and this whole ageism just needs to get thrown out the window, because I'm so tired of people feeling like 50, 60 years old, everything's, you know, their body's failing them, all this. Like, no, it's not. And, you know, your belief is correct. So powerful. So, you know, if you really begin to believe like, well, I get to determine how well my body's functioning, like you said so wonderfully, like we're regenerating. So at 50, what do I want to regenerate into, right? Rather than just let ourselves go and, well, it doesn't matter. I'm 50, 65. What is your experience with working with, you know, let's say women 40 and above?
Oh, yeah. Very interesting. The thing is, a lot of my clients are focused on not to live longer. It's so interesting. Lifespan. They're always focused on lifespan, living longer. And that's where they're into. And I actually have interesting conversations with them, because what good does it do if you don't have the health span? What matches it up? And, I'm focused on health span. And the interesting thing is, I just looked it up. The average lifespan in the United States is 79 years. The average health span is 63. So there is a 16-year gap where it's a big gap where people are huge. Yeah, it's a big gap. Think about it. 16 years of not being healthy at the end of your life. And it starts in your 40s and 50s. Or earlier, actually, if you ask me, but in your 40s and 50s, you gotta focus on taking care of your body and having that health so you can enjoy, and this is absolutely possible, a healthy life. And when you take care of all those things, and there is like this beautiful balance, I'm not talking about like getting ready for a bodybuilding show. I talk about strength training in a right amount for you, and then having good nutrition and having the balance with stress management. I love taking time to meditate. I love taking time to do yoga, because there has to be this dance where we find this health place, this healthy place where we say, okay, this is maintainable. This is what I love to do, and I can enjoy my life. And in your 40s and 50s, perfect time to straighten that out and get on the path. You can start anytime. There is no limit. The body is so fascinating. You can put on muscle, for example, or get your muscle tissue healthy at any age. No limitation. You can start at 70 if you want to, and if you think that's the right time to start, you know, there's no end to it. No limitation.
I love that you just said that. And again, bringing this back to the body-mind connection, you know, people are hearing that. If that's spoken by personal trainers, it's going to help people like to really believe that, right? And then be able to take action on that and follow that. And then, you know, it just intrigues me what opens up for them as they begin to create something different in their body, specifically like if they've never worked out and they start at 50 or 60 or 70, and, you know, and then how does that really show up for them as far as, again, like their application to their life? Because it's the same with our mind. It's the same with our life. I read something the other day. I don't remember who the man was, but he lived like 85, and it was his last 5 years that he created his legacy. The last 5 years. And it was a substantial legacy. And it just goes to show us that, you know, so many people write themselves off as being too old or it's too late. And it's just not. It's just not too late. It's not too late to start on your body. It's not too late to pursue your dreams. It's not too late to apply yourself.
Absolutely correct. And like I said, this is the fascinating thing of the body, I think. Watching transformations all the time, there is no limit. It's really what you put your mind to. That's where the key is. It starts in your mind. And if you have that mindset to say, I want to get healthy, I want to get to the right place where I can enjoy all those things, you can. There is no way that this is not possible. And it's an interesting thing when I talk with my clients and I map it all out. You know, it sounds always, okay, I have everything always planned out. I love having structure and a routine and getting going. But this is how it goes. I explain A to B to C and how it works. And it always looks like a straight line. And I promise you, Laura, how it goes is like this. This is how it goes. There are stop signs, detours, we go off-road, and this is just how the journey is. It's your personal journey, and that's okay. And I'm just here to dial you back in onto the road and have a smooth sailing. But it's your journey, and you will have those hiccups and those days where you say, oh my gosh, that was not what I planned on doing, what I wanted to do, and that's okay. That's totally fine. And like I said, we plan that straight line. We have it all mapped out and then life gets lively. It all changes, but it's okay. And this is where you don't beat yourself up and you just get back on the horse and keep going. And it's good.
Such an important statement. I'm so glad that you brought that forward. And, you know, there's so many factors that affect us, you know, like we just had solar storms and, you know, I've been just really feeling so good in my body for a long time, but like, you know, just really like exercising really well. And then these solar storms hit and it's like, God, I feel like I'm like dragging 3/4 of my body across the ground, you know, and I'm still showing up for my workouts and I'm just showing up. Okay. Like I'm tired, you know, my body is fatigued. And so what can I do today? I go with the same intention and just honor where my body really is. And you know, it's so easy. I think when I was in my 20s, I would have really like just given myself a really hard time for that. You know, not, there's no room for anything. I'm so ambitious, but now it's understanding that, yeah, okay, that hit my body hard and I can still show up. Like there's something so powerful to showing up, to moving through the motions. Yeah. None of it was as beautiful as it normally is. It was sloppier. It wasn't as, you know, solid and strong and that's okay. And a couple of days of that. And then you get back on, you know, and you're like, okay, now I'm feeling really good again. And I think it's those times, like you said, when we go off or something kind of happens and we give ourselves that love. We keep showing up for ourselves in a space of self-acceptance and love that really actually matters more than the times that feel quote unquote perfect. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And again, this is like the moment where it actually shows what you're made out of. It doesn't have to be perfect all the time, but just give your best. That's all it is. And that day, that was your best and good. You did it. You can check it off and you maneuver through it. And that helps your mind actually to be way, way strong. That builds resilience, that builds strength. And nothing really shocks you because you've been through it and you made it and it was good. You know, there was another day and you moved on. And that's such a great lesson. And oh my gosh, if you only do the things, you know, when you feel great, you know, you can't actually get anywhere. Like there is a lot of things where it's funny. Don't put too many emotions in it and just do it. I think so many people overthink and have this all or nothing mentality. And I always compare a workout to brushing your teeth. Just think about it. When was the last time you didn't brush your teeth? you basically can't remember. But do you give it a lot of emotions? No, you're not thinking about what toothpaste you're going to take, or do you like this brush or this brush, or what is the perfect brush? No, you get up and brush your teeth, and that's how the workout should be. You just get up and do your workout. Don't overanalyze it. Don't put too many emotions in it, and just do it. And that doing it over and over and over again, those habits create strength, mind and body. Yeah.
Yeah, and that can be applied to life, right? Just keep showing up. Keep showing up for yourself.
Exactly.
Keep showing up for yourself. So important, because there are different states of being. And as soon as we're attached mm-hmm. to a state of being, we've given it all of our power, you know, and then we're stuck when we're in any other state of being. So I really love that statement. And yes, I remember you saying the toothbrush last time, and it's such a great way to see it. Somehow I was able to do that since I was really young. It was just like, I'm a morning person. So I just get up and that, you know, I meditate and then I work out. And that's what happens every single morning. And if my kids are here and I have to get up earlier to make that happen, I get up earlier and I make that happen, because it's like brushing my teeth. It's just what I do. Do you have any recommendations for somebody who thinks, well, yeah, that's easy, but I can't seem to do it? Because that's like one of the biggest things, right, is just getting yourself to do the thing.
What I recommend if somebody really struggles is start very small, baby steps. So if a whole workout is too much, we'll just do 10 squats. That's it. And then the next day you do 11, literally baby steps. And then the other thing too is pick something you enjoy. If there is like you don't like a squat or whatever, if it's just a walk at the beginning, but getting into that habit. And yeah, if you like to connect to nature, go outside, take a walk. If you like, whatever it is, baby steps, and start with something you really like, and then add at the end the 10 squats or something. So you want to get, like I said, a little bit uncomfortable. You want to make your body stronger, but start with something you're like, okay, I can do that. I like doing that. That's fine. And get into this habit and build that strength, that mindset strength. It's not about the muscle at that moment, but just getting over that hump and getting into a habit. Start with something you love to do and do it every day.
Love that. Yes, to create the habit. That's wonderful. So my love, how can people find you, reach out to you?
Yeah, on social media, it's Health Coach Angela, or my website, it's houseofshape.com.
Are you helping people online as well?
Yes, I do.
Perfect.
I love my community.
Perfect.
And yeah.
Wonderful. As always, this is a wonderful conversation, because this was conversation number 2 and everything went smoothly this time. Yay.
Yes.
The fairies helped us out. Such a wonderful to have you here. I love your story. I love your energy. And I just love the wisdom that you bring forward.
Well, thank you for having me. Always good.
And absolutely to the audience. Yeah, let's do it. If you're not already in the habit of working out, reach out to Angela. She has this wonderful way of helping you move down that line and stay connected. What's really here to serve you? Just be curious. How could this really help you if you did this for 3 solid months, 4 solid months? Like, how would your life improve in all aspects if you signed up for something like that and really just said yes to it? I would love to hear the responses after you guys have done that. So reach out to Angela, share this episode with your friends. And as always, I love and appreciate all of you so very much.
Thank you for being a part of Wealth Embodied. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your innate abundance and living your life wealthy and aligned. If you want to be invited to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.